Sports Radio on the historic Main Gym, 1600 KGYM Cedar Rapids. The following is a presentation of KGYM Sports. It's time for boys high school basketball on KGYM Radio, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Let's go courtside and join former coach Phil Dunn with analysis. And with a play-by-play, here's KGYM Sports Director Scott Unash.
Well, they started off the tournament trail in Class 3A a couple weeks ago with a full complement of teams, and we are down to the final two. The state championship in Class 3A and 4A to be decided tonight. Both games right here for you on KGYM as we get ready for an all-Mississippi Valley Conference 3A final, as it'll be the Dubuque Golden Eagles taking on the Saints of Cedar Rapids Xavier in Game 1. Game 2, the 4A championship. The Iowa City West Trojans taking on the Tigers of West Des Moines Valley. And again, both games coming your way right here on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us on Championship Saturday Night. Scott Unash alongside Denny Gettle here tonight, subbing in for Phil Dunn. And Denny, welcome. You were here for the girls last week, back for the boys' state basketball tournament in 2016 this week.
Familiar setting. We're sitting on top of the ice of this place and keeping our feet cool.
But we should have a red-hot game. Two teams that know each other very well. Fourth meeting between the Saints and the Golden Eagles over the last 12 months. They met, of course, during the regular season. Just once, though, in the Mississippi Valley Conference. They met in the final game of the year. That one was up in Dubuque, and the Golden Eagles winning it by a dozen at 68-56. They also met in the final game last year of the regular season. Met in the semifinals down here, the 2015 state tournament, in the game that Wallert won on their way to their second consecutive state championship. And we'll see if Xavier can get a little revenge for that regular season defeat.
Well, these two programs are very familiar with Des Moines. Wallert's been here more than any other school in the state. I believe it's their 27th trip. And if you count Regis and LaSalle together with Xavier, I think they total about 23 trips. So this is not a new place for these two schools.
No, it is not. And the Xavier Saints making their fifth trip to the boys' state basketball tournament, as they went in 2004, 2005, 2006. Last year, in 2015, they got to the Final Four before falling to Wallert in the semifinal, bouncing back to beat Williamsburg in the third-place game. You mentioned Dubuque-Wallert, Tom English. This is the sixth team that Tom English has brought to the boys' state basketball tournament. He has two titles. This is the second tournament team for head coach Ryan Lersman, the former Washington Warrior and former Iowa Hawkeye, as he brings his Saints here for the second consecutive year. And Xavier on new turf tonight here, Denny. This is the first time they've been as Xavier to the state championship game.
Yeah, they won several titles at Regis under Coach Bob Jennings. I think most of them were under his tutelage.
Dick Breitbach.
And Dick Breitbach, yes, of course. And they had a great run at Regis. Started with the Jim Cummins era, I think, back in the 60s. And so a lot of tradition, but these Xavier kids now are 4-4 in state tournament games, and their trips down here, a state title would put them over the 500 mark.
Yes, it will. And for, of course, the Xavier, Regis, and LaSalle, Regis won state championships five times, 1962 with Cummins under Red Jennings, and then 1979, 1982, 83, and 84 with Dick Breitbach at the helm right there. And I'm sure Dick and Kitty will be seated behind us there in the Xavier section coming up here in just a little bit. The Saints are 4-4 overall at the boys' state basketball tournament. You talk about Dubuque-Wallert. They are one of the blue bloods as far as both 3A and the state tournament field is concerned. Wallert comes in rated number 2 in the state by the AP. They are 21-5. Xavier comes in rated number 10 in the state by the AP, and the Saints come in at 18-8. To start things off here, as we bring you high school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union, big thanks to Dan Hillers, one of the assistant coaches. Talked with him a little bit earlier on. It's a loose bunch of Xavier Saints coming into the state championship. Thanks to Tom Schallstrom. Thanks to everybody over there at First Federal for their help throughout the year here on KGYM. You can check out their two locations, one on First Avenue in Cedar Rapids and the other on North Center Point Road in Hiawatha. Just go to their website as well at firstfedcu.com. Two things to talk about right off the top, Denny. Number one, the health of these two teams. For Wallert, they were without one of their starting forwards, Sage Myers, for the semifinal victory over Sheridan. He is back in uniform and is expected to play tonight. He has a gimpy ankle. He is not moving real well, but he is out there, and he's going to make it a go. And the same with Nolan Bukowski for Xavier. He left the Pella win on Thursday evening with an ankle injury, but they've gotten a lot of treatment over the last 48 hours. And unless you really can't go, you're going to want to play in a state championship game, and those two are.
Well, the adrenaline gets going, I would expect both those guys to make appearances and make strong appearances. They'll do everything they possibly can to get it done here.
With that being said, Mitch Berger is going to move back into the starting lineup for the Xavier Saints, and he has been outstanding throughout the tournament. Jackson Jones, 6 3-pointers. He was a big hero on Thursday night as it was Xavier getting that victory over Pella. And for Dubuque Wallert, of course, you need to remember one guy, and that's Cordell Pemsel, the future Hawkeye. 21.6 points, 10.5 rebounds per contest. He's healthy this year. He's had a terrific run at the state tournament, and has just had a terrific senior season.
Well, they're very good players on both these teams, as you'd expect. One team with 8 losses, one with 5. You might wonder why they're in the state title game, but between these two schools, they have only 1 loss against a 3A team this year, and that was Xavier's loss to Wallert.
Most of them are to 4A teams.
Yes.
In fact, all of them.
All of them.
Are to 4A teams. It is Championship Saturday night, so all the pomp and circumstance that they have here at the Boys State Basketball Tournament. We'll have the presentation of the colors coming up for you here in just a little bit as they will make their way out onto the playing surface here at the Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. And with that in mind, Jeff, why don't we pop in 60-21 right now. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. And we will get ready to honor America here from Des Moines and the Wells Fargo Arena as we get closer and closer to tip time between Dubuque Wallert and Cedar Rapids Xavier. So we will take a 2-minute timeout and come back right after this here on KGYM.
At Jersey Mike's, we think making a great sub sandwich and making a difference can be one and the same. Come in during March for our month of giving and help support local charities all month long. And on Wednesday, March 30th, we're donating 100% of sales to a charity right in your own backyard. Jersey Mike's. Help nourish. Help flourish. Be a sub above.
Visit jerseymikes.com to find your local charity.
Guys, if you're like me, you love looking sharp in a new suit. So check out Collection by Michael Strahan, only at JCPenney. Get a great selection of quality tailored suits, modern dress shirts, and smart accessories. Also, rush in now to the men's wardrobe sale for 50% off all suits and sport coats. And save an extra 20% off select items when you use your JCPenney credit card and coupon, or 15% off with any other form of payment. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, coupon required, valid through 3/12. Some exclusions apply. 20% offer subject to credit approval. Check newspaper at jcp.com for coupon and details.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Giving your car a tune-up is like giving it a yearly physical, and AutoZone has everything you need to get the job done right, without the weird hospital smell. With new spark plugs, filters, oil, and helpful advice, AutoZone can keep your car running healthy and strong. With our help, you can always fix your car with confidence. Hoods up, America.
Tune up with your tax refund and save. Save $2 on Autolite Iridium XP spark plugs after mail-in rebate. Limit 16. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
At the gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports, like you, with KGYM's Community MVP.
So if your nonprofit group is holding an event to help folks around here, let us know.
Just go to KGYMradio.com, click on Community MVP, and give us all the details.
Because you deserve most valuable player status for doing something great.
and we want to help you get the word out.
KGYM's Community MVP, brought to you by Fairfax State Savings Bank.
Wagner OEX Brakes presents Mike Rowe on the beauty of slowing down.
Thanks. You know, we don't think that much about the beauty of slowing down these days, but the truth is, anybody who's ever had to stomp on the brakes to avoid a dog or a kid understands the value of stopping when you need to, which is why slowing down is a beautiful thing.
Get the brake pads that can stop your truck up to 50 feet sooner than other leading pads based on independent testing. Wagner OEX. Find out more at WagnerBrake.com.
Man, you talk fast.
Sports radio on the historic Main Gym, 1600 KGYM Cedar Rapids.
Back with you here at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines as the national anthem has been performed by Williamsburg. And the colors will be retired now here at Wells Fargo Arena as we get ready for Wallert and Xavier here in Class 3A state championship basketball. The color is now being taken off the court here. And good applause by a very good crowd here at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Scott Unash, Denny Gettle back with you here on KGYM as we get closer and closer to the start of this one here this evening. We'll get you the starting lineups coming up here in just a moment. For Xavier, as we mentioned, some of the things to look for in this game, Denny. Can Xavier keep up that outside shooting? Jackson Jones was terrific in the semifinal. Mitchell Berger was in the quarterfinal. And for Xavier, they did a good job inside. They're going to have to do an equally good job or maybe better against Cordell Penzel tonight.
Well, he'll be a tremendous challenge for them. A great player headed to the University of Iowa next year. And you said that Pella had a good big man, and Xavier really collapsed on him. And I would expect they would try to do the same thing to Penzel.
And for Dubuque Wallert, they're going to go with a smaller lineup tonight, a three-guard lineup. And I imagine we're going to see Myers early because in the regular season game, according to the Xavier coaches, the three-headed monster, if you will, up front for Wallert. And you got 6'7", 6'8", and 6'6". It's hard to double in the middle there on Pemsel when you got two other guys at 6'7", and 6'6". So they're expecting Sage Myers to get in early and get in often in this game.
Well, Xavier's not too shabby size-wise either. They have 6'7", 6'7", 6'5". So, but as you say, if they try and double Pemsel, it's going to leave somebody else open. So it'll be interesting to see how Coach Lersman elects to defend the Golden Eagle.
Wallert and Xavier getting set to go at it. Let's go ahead and set our starting lineups. And they're presented by Skogman Carlson Insurance. They're located on First Avenue in Cedar Rapids. And first of all, for the visiting team on the scoreboard, the Saints of Cedar Rapids Xavier looking for their first state championship. They come in 18-8, number 10 rated in Class 3A out of the Mississippi Valley Conference, co-champions of the Mississippi Division. For Xavier, back to their usual starting lineup through the year. It'll be Jackson Jones at one forward, six triples in the state semifinal against Pella, 6'5 sophomore, right at 10 points per game, shooting 46% from beyond the arc. Also at a four, number 32, Max Tekau, the 6'7 junior, and Tekau at 13.8 points, just under seven boards per contest. At center, it'll be Ryan Stolkin, the 6'7 senior. Real nice article about the Stolkin family today in the Cedar Rapids Gazette with Jeff Johnson. Stolkin, 6.8 points, 5.5 rebounds per game. And the guards, it'll be Matt Mims at the point, 5'11 and a sophomore. Mims at 12.1 points per game, 4.2 rebounds, 4.5 assists, 31 made threes, shooting 39% from beyond the arc for the year. And Mitch Berger back into the starting lineup. He had been coming off the bench the first two games of the state tournament. 5'11 senior, leads Xavier in scoring at 16.7 points per game, had 25 in the opening round win for the Saints against Spirit Lake. The head coach for Xavier, his second appearance at the state tournament, the former Iowa Hawkeye, the former Washington Warrior, Ryan Lersman. He's got a career record of 44 wins and 29 losses. Now for the home team on the scoreboard, the Golden Eagles of Dubuque-Wallert, 21-5 on the year. They finished fourth in the Valley Division of the Mississippi Valley Conference. That was the stronger of the two divisions by quite a bit this year, not to take anything away from Xavier. And Wallert comes in number two rated in Class 3A. They will go with the three-guard lineup. Austin Cluck will be at one guard. He is a six-foot senior. Good defender, not much of a scorer at under four a game. Also at a guard, it'll be David Wedewer. He's the outside shooting threat for Dubuque-Wallert, 6 foot senior, 12.3 points per game, leads the Golden Eagles with 52 made threes on the year. Also at a guard, it'll be Josh Schmidt into the starting lineup. Schmidt, a 5'11 senior, averaging 5.5 points per game. He's got 25 at three-pointers on the year for Dubuque-Wallert. And up front at a forward, it'll be Riley Till, the 6'7 senior. And Till at 9.5 points, 3.3 rebounds per game. And the future Iowa Hawkeye at center, number 40, Cordell Pemsel, the 6'8 senior at 21.6 points, 10.5 rebounds per game. And the head coach for Dubuque-Wallert is Tom English, also a graduate of the University of Iowa. Got his 200th win for Wallert. Congratulations to Tom. That was in the semifinals. He's 200 wins and 96 defeats. This is his sixth team at the Boys State Basketball Tournament. Wallert will be in their home white with the gold and blue trim, and Xavier in their navy blue today, their third different uniform. They wore the grays the other day, and they've got the silver and white trim. So those are your starting lineups as we get ready for the 3A state championship game, Danny. And some of the things you're looking forward to in a rematch of Mississippi Valley Conference teams.
Well, to your point, first of all, about the two divisions in the MVC, Xavier ended up tying for first in the Mississippi division despite losing their last six games. That's pretty amazing that that would happen. But they had a very tough stretch in those last six, and that sixth loss was against Wallert, and obviously they haven't lost since, so they turned the page. It'll be the key things here. Well, how's the injury going to affect the rotation of these two teams? Key injury for both teams. We'll see how effective those injured players are. That'll be important to watch. There's two terrific guards here, Mitch Berger for the Saints and David Wedewer for the Golden Eagles. They are the number four and number five scorers in this tournament. Actually, they're tied for fourth. Both have scored 36 points in the two games. And Cordell Pemsel, by the way, is the number two scorer in the tournament. He scored 39. Oddly, the number one scorer in the tournament played only one game. Levi Jansen of MOC Floyd Valley got 42 in the loss to Wallert. Then the other key is, how is Xavier going to defend Pemsel, and how effective will that defense strategy be?
The student achiever being presented right now, and that is Alex Long, I believe it was, from Perry High School. The Perry Blue Jays fell in the first round to Pella, 94-54. Alex Long is the recipient this year, and he's being interviewed right now at center court. The experience factor in this one, Denny, definitely goes to Wallert. All senior starting lineup. Basically, they're going to play all seniors. If they get a junior in, there's some extenuating circumstance.
Their top seven are all seniors.
And this is a team that's trying to tie some history tonight for their three-peat, trying to win three in a row in Class 3A. Oh, by the way, the other team to do it, Cedar Rapids Regis, from 1982 through 1984. So a little sidebar story to this one tonight.
There are always sidebars. You just got to hunt for them sometimes. And the 15 guys dressed for Wallert tonight, they have 12 seniors and three juniors. So a lot of experience. A lot of these guys have been here multiple times, and this will not be a new experience to play in front of the big lights.
Despite the fact that they are on spring break right now, pretty good crowd for Cedar Rapids Xavier behind us.
Well, it's a difference for sure. Xavier's spring break is next week, and Wallert's is the week after that, so a large contingent of Wallert students, and there's some loyal Xavier Saint fans here, too.
Tell you what, great showing from the eastern half of the state to make it over here, especially Wallert. You were noticing a little bit earlier on that they've got all kinds of elementary kids, middle school kids over there on the opposite side of their high school student section, and they know the way to Des Moines, certainly.
Yeah. You know, it's an advantage when you have those elementary and middle school students know where they're going to high school and get some loyalty to them early that pays off once they get to high school.
They're just going to introduce the starting lineups right now here to the crowd assembled at the arena. The other thing to remember in a championship game, Denny, different from the girls, is there are media timeouts, two of them per quarter. Sometimes it's hard, especially for a team that likes to run, to get out there and establish a rhythm. Both these teams do like to get up and down the court. They average in the 60s, so we'll see if that will play a factor into tonight's championship game.
Yes, it is often something that coaches have to adjust to in this final game with the extra timeouts.
And you have a long halftime as well, usually a 20-minute halftime. Coaches go about that differently as well.
Well, and another difference is they finished their warm-up here a good 8, 9, 10 minutes ago for all the ceremony that they had. And, I think that's unfortunate that they have such a long time between their warm-up and the start of the game.
So our officials tonight is assigned by the Iowa High School Athletic Association. It'll be Justin Stockdale, Ryan Eklund, and John Conlon. And that is a regular season Mississippi Valley Conference crew out of the Waterloo-Cedar Falls area. So they know these teams well, and I think a good job by the Iowa High School Athletic Association to come up with that crew for this game.
Yep. This should be a good one as these two longtime rivals go at it for a state title.
Oh, they used to go at it before either team was a member. Wallard's been in the MVC, obviously, for a long time, much longer than Xavier or even Regis back in the day, but they would need a non-conference competition as well.
Definitely, and many sports, I'm sure there's lots of memories that Regis fans, Xavier fans, LaSalle fans have of this rivalry.
For the Saints, they're bringing out Max Tech out. Here comes Cordell Penzel, as the lineups have now been introduced. So we are just about set to get things underway here at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Great to have you with us here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3. Ryan Lersman, Tom English shake hands at midcourt.
And we're almost ready for basketball.
Just about. At 10 minutes past the hour of 6 o'clock for a 6 o'clock tip-off. But we know, we've been through the circus before. It's always about 6:10, 6:12 right in there when you get the tip-off going.
Well, you got to have ceremony for sure.
Absolutely. That's what makes the state tournament great. 4A coming up next. We'll have it for you as well. Brett Balbadot will slide in here, and it'll be Iowa City West taking on West Des Moines Valley. There have been some great finishes. A lot of the national sports websites picking up that finish yesterday between Iowa City West and Cedar Falls. By the way, the consolation games today were both one-sided blowouts. Pleasant Valley beat Cedar Falls and Pella all over Sheridan today, which is usually what happens in the third-place game.
Well, Pella scored over 100 points. They, I think their low quarter was a 20-point quarter, and Cedar Falls was missing their number one scorer in that game because of injury.
Here we go. It'll be Stolken against Penzel to tip it up. Great to have you with us here from Wells Fargo Arena. The 3A state championship game underway. Xavier wins the tap, and we're underway as it'll be Matt Mims to bring it up court. And Waller will pick him up man-to-man. It's going to be Cluck starting off on Mims, and it's going to be on Berger. Looks like it's going to be Wedewer and Till.
Riley Till.
Berger, little stutter dribble, works it near side, left of the circle, Mims, stop and go move, Xavier being patient, baseline drive by Berger, gets it over to Jackson Jones, and now Xavier will set it back up again, high ball screen set by Tekau, jump pass, tip, picked up by Berger though, outside the three-point arc, couple crossover dribbles, now out to Jackson Jones, Jones on the drive, stops, pull up, jumper right through, that's going to be a mismatch there as Walnut's trying to guard him with 5'11 Josh Schmidt.
And Xavier ran almost 45 seconds off the clock, finally got a good shot and knocked it down.
Going to be Berger on Wedewer on the defensive end. Xavier will go man to start off, they'll play some 2-3 zone and 1-2-1 or 1-2-2 zone, shot missed, put back good though by Penzel off the till miss, and we're tied at 2.
a spin move, as you said, by Till. Kind of a wild shot, but Temsel right there to put it back in uncontested.
Came up way short on it. Tekau takes the top free throw line. Back to Jackson Jones. Now to Mims. Mims off the clear out. Will drive. Pull up 15-footer. Curls in and out. And Pemsel, who's had a great rebounding tournament, comes up with his first of the evening tonight. And back to Wetterer. Stop and go move. Gets it to Till. Circles free throw line. Backdoor look underneath to Schmidt. Fakes. And traveled with it. Got a couple of Saints in the air, but he wasn't going to shoot it, Denny. He was looking for an outlet.
Yeah, and it could have been a foul on Mims, but they went with the travel move to skate before Mims landed on him.
2-2 game, 6:25 to play here in the opening quarter of the 3A state championship. Mims angles right with the dribble. Stolken cross court to Jones. He'll try it for three and got it. Jackson Jones, six the other night. He's got one tonight so far.
And the ball got away after the basket, so they blew the whistle, stop play, put it back in play now.
5-2 lead for the Xavier Saints. Wetterer will walk it up for Dubuque Waller. Passes over to Kluck, left side. Going to be Tekau on him, or check that, Stolken. Till will be picked up by Jones on the drive. Till all the way in, double pump runner, no. The rebound to Tekau. Here comes Xavier up court with Mitch Berger. Berger back out front, out beyond the NBA arc, on the drive, off the clear out. Mims takes it inside, and he traveled with it. It was a good jump stop there, Denny. Unfortunately, just slipped. And we're going to have our first media timeout here with 5:45 to play as Xavier turns it over for the first time. And a good start, though, for the Saints, 5-2. And very interesting as far as the matchups are concerned. I would not have thought that Waller would try to guard Jones with Schmidt.
And Till on Berger is interesting. Till at, what, 6'7"?
Yep.
And Berger at maybe 6 feet.
Maybe.
With a stretcher. So trying to figure out what's happened to my laptop. All the power's gone. The little green light's on, but there's nothing on the screen.
I did not do it.
I'm a wizard with technology.
Aren't we all?
Sorry to bother you people at home with that. If we had somebody younger, sorry, Scott, here, that I know they could figure this out in a minute.
5-2 in favor of Xavier. I tell you, Jackson Jones, the great performance the other night with the 6 three-pointers, and now he comes up with his first one of the night, and he just looks like a guy that has so much confidence in that shot.
Two very pure shots to start things off.
He just put it up as quickly as he could. And we'll see if Tom English, these extra timeouts will give you an opportunity to make some changes. And I wonder if defensively Tom English will try to put maybe a taller player, maybe a Till out there on Jackson Jones. Both teams back out of their huddles as we await our friends in the media to rejoin us here.
Xavier 2 for 3 from the field, and Waller 1 for 3. Pemsel with both rebounds for Waller, and Tekau with the only rebound for the Saints.
5-2 jump here for Xavier with 5:45 to play here in the game's first quarter. Good to see our friend Bob Oldis over there at the scorer's table for the Iowa High School Athletic Association from Iowa City.
He's got a few stories to tell, a former Major League Baseball player, and was a longtime referee. And I believe both football and basketball.
Guy, he'd have this thing going.
Yep. Yeah.
Here we go. As it'll be Waller to walk it up. Wetterer across the timeline. Going to be Berger picking him up. Going to be Tekau and Pemsel. They get it to Cordell outside the arc right wing. High lob pass cross court. Wetterer looks inside as they work the triangle far. Clucked back to Wetterer on the penetration move all the way inside. Cross-court bounce. Here's the three from the corner. An air ball, but the putback in and out. No good by Kluck, and the rebound out of there to Tekau. Point-blank miss that time. Here comes Xavier, 2-on-2. Pull-up three on the way. Back iron, no, by Berger. And another rebound by Cordell Pemsel. Berger hit that pop-up three. They go back door to Wetterer. Nice crossover, but the scoop layup short. Might have been blocked by Tekau.
Stolken with the rebound.
And here comes Xavier the other way with Matt Mims. And they will put Till on Berger now. Going to keep Schmidt on Jones. Mims, jab step. No look, bounce pass, or pass underneath. And reverse layup rimmed in and out that time by Stolken. Got his own rebound. Back to Mims. Top of the key for three, and he hits. 32nd triple of the season for Matt Mims, and Xavier up 8-2. Saints by 6. Wetterer, top of the key. Kluck driving left of the lane. Two-man game, and now Wetterer will set it back up. Pemsel has not touched the ball much yet on offense. Till on the drive, stops, goes up with the leaner, too strong. They fight for the rebound, will have a jump ball, and it will stay with the Golden Eagles. Really, Xavier's not doing anything really unusual on Pemsel.
No, just playing straight up. They've got Tekka on Pemsel.
Into the corner, Wetterer turns for three and buries it. You can't leave him open if you're Xavier.
There's some kind of breakdown there. It was a simple out-of-bounds play right back to the player who took it out. He was wide open for an easy three.
38% on the year. Mims stop-and-go move, takes it left of the paint, picks it up and bounces in front of Usterberger. They'll clear it out for him. Mitch going one-on-one and driving a kick back to Mims. Mims takes it inside and one-hander, no, off the double pump move and the rebound to Waller. Wetterer gets it to Pemsel on the drive, coast to coast, drives in, leaves it for Till, who slams it with two hands.
Excites the Waller crowd as they get the lead back down to one for Xavier.
Five in a row for the Golden Eagles. That was all set up on the Pemsel dribble penetration there. Ooh, nice pick and roll underneath the Stolken, and he got fouled from behind. It's either going to be Till or Pemsel.
They both went up for the block.
Going to get Till on it. First on Till, and team foul number one, and we'll get our second media timeout here in the first quarter.
Till's older sister was an excellent basketball player at Waller and played at University of Iowa before an injury.
And it'll be a timeout. Now, I do see for the championship night, Denny, they have adjusted, and it will be now only three timeouts instead of the regular five for a team.
Okay, because of all the media timeouts.
That is correct.
And that's interesting to know for the coaches. They haven't put that foul on the board, but I think that was the first foul of the game, wasn't it?
Yeah, first on Waller, and that went to Till.
None on the Saints yet.
Yet. Xavier shooting 43% to start off. They're 3 out of 7. Waller, 3 out of 9 so far, 33%. And the rebounds right now, 6-4 they've got in favor of Waller. But Waller's got 3 offensive boards. Pella had almost 20 offensive rebounds the other day. They just couldn't get putbacks. And so far, Wallard's suffering the same fate.
Yep, the Saints got to do a little better job of boxing out, playing the man for man. You got a chance to do that, unless you're fronting people a lot. So far, the Saints are 2 for 2 from deep, and the Golden Eagles 1 out of 2 from beyond the arc.
I wonder after this media timeout if we're going to see Xavier go with the zone here a little bit. Maybe change things up.
We shall see. No substitutions either way yet, right?
Xavier will not go real deep.
You know who got that foul? Was
Till.
It Till or?
Yeah, they got one on Till up there. John Timmerman will come off the bench for Dubuque. Waller, 6'6 senior. So we have not seen Sage Myers as of yet for the Golden Eagles. As Schmidt will come out of the game now for Waller. Timmerman, 2.5 points per game, but coming off a really good performance for the Golden Eagles in the semifinal against Sheridan. Two free throws coming up for Ryan Stolken, the 6'7 senior for Xavier.
Only two seniors on the floor for the Saints, Stolken and Berger. All five Golden Eagles are seniors.
65%er, and he misses the first. He'll have one more. It's got to be tough to go up there after a 3-minute break.
Yeah. Meaty eyes.
Second one on the way. Got it. Stolken's first point, and Xavier up by a deuce at 9-7. And this time it'll be Pemsel to bring it up. Xavier will stay with the man-to-man. Riley Till up top. They dump it down low to Pemsel. Turns and gets the easy two. He got down low and got great position.
Excellent turn to his right shoulder and put it off the board using the left hand.
He is left-handed. Keep that in mind. And we are tied at 9. There's a reach foul call, and they're going to get it on Timmerman as he tried to knock it away from Stolken. Senior picks up his first. Second team foul on Waller. And Xavier to inbound right in front of the Waller bench. They get it to Stolken. Looking inside. Instead up top. They get it to Jackson Jones. It's going to be Wetterer on him now with Schmidt out of the game. Setting the screen. Here comes Mims. Stutter dribble. Pull up 18-footer. Back iron. No. And Penzel high to get the board. He's got a bunch already. Four. Wetterer into the front court. Wallert can take the lead here. Timmerman on the ball fake. Back to Wetterer. Left of the circle. Three. Curls out. No. And the rebound to Tech out. Xavier in transition. Here comes Mims. Wallert getting back nicely on defense. 2:17 to play, first quarter. We're tied at 9. Stolkin working the far side to Berger. Berger goes crossover. High lob pass in the pick and roll. Now he's trying to drop it off inside. Stolen away by Pemsel. Lead pass is intercepted by Mims. So a turnover both ways. Mims jump pass over to Berger. Fakes him the three. Going one-on-one. Gets a screen. Step back three-pointer. Ring it up for Mitch Berger.
That's the third three already of the quarter for the Saints.
One apiece for Mims, Berger, and Jackson Jones. Xavier back up by three. Dump pass inside. Pemsel, turnaround shot good, and a foul on Tekau. And again, got great position, and Xavier is not doubling Pemsel like they did against Pella the other day.
Well, they were playing behind him there. Pemsel did a great job of moving the defender closer to the basket, so he had a very short shot once he got the ball. Tekau tried to defend it. Maybe got a piece of the ball, but got a piece of the arm as well. And Pemsel can tie the game with a good free throw.
Free throw on the way by the left-hander is swished right through. David Iwari, 6'6 senior in for Wallen.
He's a 65% free throw shooter. Your Hawkeye fans will want to know.
You keep tabs of that. 12-12. Back to the tie. Third one of the first quarter. Berger out the clear out. Yo-yos a dribble up top. Goes crossover. Takes Till inside. Spins. Back to Mims. Fakes. Now goes up for the three. Left it short. Just caught the iron. And the rebound again to Cordell Pemsel. Wetterer in the open court. He'll circle it back with a minute 14 to play. They had Pemsel inside. Instead, they get it to Iwari. Right-hand runner, no. And the rebound to Mims.
Kind of a running hook shot.
Boy, he can get up, too. Berger on the drive and a kick out. Stolkin for three. Short. Front iron. And Berger gets the rebound. Surrounded by Golden Eagles, gets it out to Tekau. Had it knocked away. It's loose on the floor. Picked up by Jones in the near side corner. 45 seconds to play first quarter, and it looks like Xavier's going to go for the last shot.
And there's 41 seconds to go. No shot clock in high school, of course.
As we found out yesterday a couple times. As Valley held it for about 10 minutes. In that 4A semifinal, but they got the victory. Xavier will go for the last shot. Waller will get the ball to start quarter number two. Berger holds it in the center circle, down to 17 seconds to play. Now they'll get in the offense. Berger on the dribble drive, cut off by the double team. Backdoor bounce underneath to Jones, and he got pushed and fouled on before the shot, and they're going to get Timmerman on his second.
So they got a chance to run an out-of-bounds play under the basket at 10 and a half seconds. Actually, you're going to hold for one. That was a little early to go for the shot.
Schmidt in, and Timmerman will come out. That was a nice set, though, that back cut there by the baseline player. Inbound to Berger. Takes a look at the clock. Mitch with Till on him. He'll pull up for three. Top of the key, no good. Back tap, loose, picked up by Till. Half-court heave, going to be short at the end of the first quarter. We're through one of the Class 3A state championship game. For 2016 and after one, we're tied. Dubuque Wallert 12, Cedar Rapids Xavier 12. Back with the second quarter in a minute. You're listening to Boys State Championship Basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union here on KGYM.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
The Xavier football schedule for the next two seasons was released. The Saints will play Iowa City, Regina, and Lynn Mar in non-district action in 2016 and 2017. District games will include Benton Community, Charles City, Decorah, Independence, Waverly, Shell Rock, Vinton, Shellsburg, and South Tama.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimber Company, family owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimber Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
Back with you here at the Boys State Basketball Tournament. Scott Unash and Denny Gettle with you here on Championship Saturday night. Xavier and Wallert playing for the big gold trophy, tied at 12.
Wallert 5 for 13 in the first quarter, 38.5%. Xavier 4 for 12 at 33%. But Xavier made three threes in seven attempts. One out of three from beyond the arc for Wallert.
Wallert in that first quarter with three offensive rebounds. Xavier had a couple. Each team with a couple turnovers in that first quarter as well.
9-7, Wallert edge on the rebounding.
Xavier basketball to start quarter number two with Mims in there, along with Berger, Tekau, Stolken, and Jones inside. And a beautiful set play. They go back door, and the shot off the glass is good for Max Tekau.
Kremsel was right there, tried to stay vertical, but didn't go up and try and block it.
14-12. Wallert with the basketball, down by two. Bounce to the corner, Till. And there's a zone for Xavier for the first time.
Yep. 1-2-2.
That Tom Davis point drop that Ryan Lersman learned. Going baseline, losing it for a moment with Schmidt. Gets it back to Till. Kluck, Hemsel, and Wetower in there for Dubuque Wallert. So the starting five in there.
Mims with a little Toreador defense trying to go around behind.
Baseline, Till. Skip pass. Now they go baseline. Kluck starts to drive, leaves it back for Pemsel. Pemsel on the baseline. Jump pass down low. Almost threw it away, but Till gets it off the Kluck save. Back to the corner and catching it with a sneaker out of bounds that time with Schmidt. Lost his directions on the court.
14-12 Saints.
And Xavier with the basketball. Attacking the bucket to our left. Just underway, quarter number two. Jones on the drive, right of the circle. Kicks it far side, Berger. Couple crossover dribbles, now a hesitation move. Tech out, has it up top, turns on Cordell Pemsel. Now the Saints will set it back up. Mims calls out a play. Here's Berger. He'll step in. High arching jumper, way off the mark, no good. And then the rebound out of there to Wetower. Now Wallert on the run. Wetower, no look pass underneath the Till. Block, but a foul on Tekau. That's going to be a second.
And right away, Coach Lersman sending in his first substitution of the game. Bryce Schulte, a junior. He'll have to wait till after the first free throw.
I think it was a good call. It was a good, clean block, but he did get him with the body. As the free throw rattles in.
And as always in tournament games, fouls can be crucial. So we got to protect Tekau at this point.
So he will come out with two. Till's second one is on the way. Back iron, no back. And the tip comes out to Wallert off the deep kicker. 6:20 to play here in quarter number two. Bullet pass underneath. Kluck was wide open and he got the easy layup.
And a justice there because Kluck was the guy who tipped that rebound out. He gets the dividend.
He does all the little things for Dubuque Wallert. Good defender. Berger on the dribble drive. Jump pass to the near corner. Mims for three. Front iron, no. Offensive rebound, Schulte. And he was fouled on a push by Wetower.
That's the Saints' third offensive rebound.
And we will have a media timeout. With 5:59 to play in the second.
Now it's Coach English's turn to try and get an interpretation of that call as Coach Lersman wanted an explanation on the last one.
Justin Stockdale saying, you got two hands in the back, Coach. Well, Bryce Schulte had really good position on that weak side. And it'll be Xavier ball as we start, as we come back to play, we should say, with 5:59 to play in quarter number two. And it's a 15-14 lead for the Golden Eagles. Wallert is getting some easy buckets here, Denny, because of the attention being paid to Cordell Pemsel.
I would imagine Xavier's going to stay in the zone now with Tekau out of their foul trouble.
The teams have arrived for the 4A state championship game. The Iowa City West Trojans off to our right and the West Des Moines Valley Tigers to our left. We'll have that game for you as well coming up here on KGYM.
Great showing by the Mississippi Valley Conference to have three of the four teams playing here on Saturday night.
It's a good year for the MVC this year. Assured of a state champion at least, and hopefully two.
And then Cedar Falls was in the semis, so had four teams get to the semis. That's pretty impressive. Randy Krejci loves to give prizes to ADs for the teams that get down to that far, so he'll have some nice handing out to do in the spring meeting. Randy Krejci, the commissioner of the Mississippi Valley Conference.
Be Ryan Stulkin inbound for Xavier's. Saints down to 33% shooting at 5 of 15. They've gone cold here over the last couple of moments. It'll be Stulkin inbound, left of the glass looking in. Nolan Butkowski has checked into the Xavier lineup as well. Number 10 coming off the ankle injury, the junior. Coming off the out-of-bounds play, Berger holds it in the short corner. Little one-on-one move, drives, cut off by Pemsel, and Pemsel steals the bounce pass.
Berger really likes to drive and penetrate, as you've said several times, and then drop it off. He had nowhere to go with that pass.
That's turnover number three on Xavier.
1-2-2 with Berger playing the point of the zone here.
Xavier with their bigs dropping down low. Wedewer, near side hash mark, standing left-hand dribble. Butkowski out there. Mims and Berger at the top, as Denny mentioned. Till working the perimeter with 5:20 to play first half. Clucks pass to the corner, tipped out of bounds by Mims. He gets his hands on more passes than anybody we've seen this year.
Very quick
is Matthew Mims. Waller with the basketball and the lead of one. To the corner, Cluck. Looking inside, instead to Schmidt. Cross-court pass. Now they lob it down to the corner to Pemsel. Going to be Schulte on him. And now we got a technical foul on Ryan Lersman.
He was standing up. He must have said something. He wasn't animated at all until the technical was called.
That's the first technical we've seen in the tournament, I believe. And I'm not sure what got Ryan going, but now the Xavier bench has to sit down for the rest of the game.
Yep.
And Wedewer hits the free throw. So right that time, 5:01 left in the first half. And Wedewer sinks both free throws. Not going to cost Xavier possession because Waller had the basketball, but...
There are now three team fouls on Xavier. I believe that counts as a team foul, and four on Wallard.
Dustin Stockdale over there playing peacekeeper now. Wallard basketball, and they've already got two on this possession. See if they can get some more here. Diagonal pass now back to the corner to Cluck. Looking inside as they work the triangle left. Back it comes to Wedewer. High lob pass, corner, Till, and now we've got a push on Schulte for pushing Pemsel.
A little bit of an acting job in there, I think, on the part of Pemsel. There might have been a push, but pretty exaggerated reaction.
First on Schulte, team foul number three.
Actually, the technical counts, I think, so it's four now.
You're right. Wallert basketball, Wedewer, crossover dribble out front with 4:35 to play. At the free throw line, Till on the drive, cut off by the double team. Into Pemsel, pump fake, goes up with a fall away, left a short, rebound tipped around, and Mims had it taken away by his teammate Berger. Here comes Xavier up court, they can tie with a three ball. Drive and a kick out, Stulkin between the rings, gets it to Mims. Matt on the drive, leaves it for Nolan Butkowski. Good three-point shooter is Butkowski.
A lot of traffic on Pemsel's shot attempt down there. He made an awkward, kind of a wild attempt.
Berger, a high-arching pull-up, won't go from 17. Offensive rebound off the deep kicker to Matt Mims. Xavier remains ice cold here in the second quarter.
Had the one early basket off the first possession.
It's been a one for quarter off the clear out. Berger will go one-on-one, drives, and they got Till on a foul, and that'll be his second.
So that kind of evens up the foul difficulty with the second on Till and two on Tekoff.
Kind of tried to ride him with his hip.
Yep, it was a good call.
And it's going to be ball out of bounds when we come back after the media timeout. With 3:48 to play here in quarter number two, and it's a Wallert 17-14 lead. And now... As we mentioned, if you're Xavier, the head coach and none of the assistants are able to stand up now for the rest of the game. And in a situation like this, Denny, with a loud crowd, big auditorium, it's hard to be heard here, and I don't believe Xavier's brought the flashcards that you use to help out.
Yeah, that's true. I haven't seen any flashcards over there. Maybe Coach Stovey. No, that's a clipboard, I believe.
He might try to fashion some here, but that's a big call there. They'll have some presentations coming up at the halftime break.
3:48, so we've played just a little over 12 minutes. So far, the Saints are 5 for 16 from the field, just 31%. For the most part, Wallard's forced them to take tough shots. Wallard is 6 out of 15 from the field.
Just to let you know what's if I can find it here. Coming up at halftime tonight, the School Administrator Awards and the Officials Hall of Fame inductees will be honored. And among the officials being honored here this year, Mark Lichtenberg, Corey Isebrand, Steve Wick, who still, I believe, does games, and Bill Prongy will also be into the Hall of Fame. Xavier inbound after the media timeout. They'll shovel it into Schulte. Iowari into the game now for Dubuque Waller. Waller staying in the man-to-man. Off the clear out. Here's Berger behind the back with it. Lost it. Picks it up. Now to Mims. Mims on the drive. High arching runner. Couldn't get the roll. Schulte with the rebound and the putback flipped up and in with the right hand.
Just a blue-collar play right there.
Schulte's had a good tournament run throughout the districts, sub-state, and into the state tournament. Xavier will stay in the zone, 17-16. A fake and a travel going to be called on Schmidt. And that is turnover number 4 for Dubuque Waller.
Coach Lursman applauding the call from his seated position now.
Xavier can take the lead. Jones turns in the corner, fires for 3, left it short, and a rebound to Penzel, who blocked out Schulte that time. Here comes Wallard up court. 3 minutes to play here in the game's first half. Xavier back to the zone. Pemsel in the high post. Right free throw line. Dumps it down low to Cluck. Caught in the air. Kicks it out to Wedewer. Fakes in the 3. Now it comes to Pemsel. Jones comes out on him. Bounce pass. Now a high lob. Cluck in the corner. Doesn't shoot a lot. Mims going for the steal. Came up empty. Wallard by 1, 17-16. Pemsel doubled, breaks a double team, and we got a foul called before the dunk by Iowari.
Looked like Pemsel might have gotten away with an extra step in the lane. Dropped off the pass and drew the foul. That would be the fifth on the Saints.
Mitch Berger picks up his first. David Iowari, 6'6 jumping jack. Into the game now.
But they're not guarding him at all in the perimeter.
He's not a good outside shooter. Maybe from 10 feet in, if you can guard him, and that's about it. Cluck back to Wedewer at the left point. Jump pass court. Here's the backdoor alley-oop to Pemsel. Rebound no off the miss and a foul called. And they're going to get it on Wallert. We got the Iowari, I believe. Yep. Going over the back on the tip dunk attempt.
Wallard's had trouble getting shots against this zone. Only 3 shot attempts in this quarter.
2:08 to play. Low scoring first half, and Wallard up by 1 at 17-16. Mims in the center circle. DeBerger right in front of us. They'll clear it out with Cluck on him. Turns down the shot. Jones, far hash mark, gets it over to Mims. Mims, crossover dribble on the drive, takes it inside. Back out it comes. Open 3, Stolken, ring it up.
Both these teams average over 60 points, but when you know each other this well, you know how to defend, and that brings the point totals now.
Xavier back up, 19-17 as we seesaw back and forth. Near steal by Berger, instead up top to Schmidt. Plays catch with Wedewer. Puts it on the floor. Back outside, Wedewer, deep 3, no, and the rebound, Jackson Jones, all alone underneath for Xavier.
His first rebound of the game on a long 3 attempt by the Eagles.
Saints bring it up court, Mims gets it over to Berger. Circles right with a dribble. Now a stop-and-go move. Goes crossover back to Mims. Comes off the high ball screen. Pop-up three. Curled in and out. No good. Rebound Xavier. Stolken got the offensive board. Jones. Diagonal pass cross-court. Berger on the drive. Right-hand floater good. Down the heart of the lane. The old Monte Morris shot right there.
Yeah, that was beautiful. Over the outstretched hand of Pencil.
21-17 Xavier. As the St. crowd behind us starting to get into it. Looks like Waller might go for the last shot. Now Cluck drives, cross-court bounce. Schmidt goes up with the leaner off balance. No, and we're going to get a foul on Pencil going over the back. Still, yeah, that will be the 17th foul. First on Cordell Pencil.
Kind of a wild shot attempt there, and Pencil going hard for the rebound, and they call him for going over the back.
I think it shows that Wallert's getting a little impatient right now.
Had only one for five this quarter from the field. And time is slipping away, 30.8 seconds to go.
Jackson Jones on the line, one and the bonus for Xavier. 71% shooter, it's on the way and good.
That was the first foul on Pencil, I believe.
Yep.
P-E-M-S-L.
One more coming up. Second one on the way and swished right through. Jones with seven. A little pressure in the backcourt applied by Xavier. Let's take a little time off here. Schmidt up ahead to Pemsel in the center circle. Back it comes to Wetterwer with 20 seconds to play. And Wallert will go for the last shot.
Saints have made this run with Tekka on the bench most of this quarter.
The run has been made when Xavier's gone to the zone, too.
Yeah, that has helped.
Bounce pass to Cluck. He'll turn, fire up the three, and got it. That's anything from Cluck is a plus. Here's Berger up court. Tries to beat the buzzer and can't get it to go at the end of the first half of play. Entertaining first half and an interesting first half. Our halftime score, Cedar Rapids Xavier. 23 and Dubuque Wallert 20. And we'll come back, talk halftime with you after this 2-minute timeout. You're listening to coverage of the Class 3A state championship game presented by First Federal Credit Union right here on KGYM.
Dapper gentlemen in black overcoats, stylish ladies in wool coats with shiny buttons, off to work, off to market, and always glancing at their wristwatch to stay on schedule. When Hertin and Stalker Jewelers was fresh on the scene in the 40s, a watch was a functional piece for telling time, but the concept of time is design was just taking off. Heritage brands like Movado, Citizen, and Tissot started creating bold artistic timepieces for men and women, the perfect marriage of beauty and technology. You'll find these brands along with others like Tavan, Daniel Wellington, and American-made Bel Air at Hertin and Stalker Jewelers today. With so many different design choices, you'll find something that suits you or someone special waiting for you at Hertin and Stalker. Stop by and see what's ticking in those famous windows at Hertin and Stalker Jewelers at the corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and see Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Data is the techie word for information. Your kids' social security numbers, employees' health information, or customers' tax ID numbers. One little computer virus, an innocently mishandled email, or ill-intentioned hacker could mean big trouble and cost. Skogman Carlson Insurance is ready to protect you with their cyber liability coverage. You have a person who will explain how their cyber liability coverage can help you if there's ever a data breach. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person, a real one. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
Back with you here at the Boys State Basketball Tournament. Scott Unash, Denny Gettle with you for Class 3A. And at halftime, Xavier leading Wallert 23-20 as awards being passed out here at halftime. School Administrator Awards and also the Officials Awards will be presented here at halftime by the Board of Control of the Iowa High School Athletic Association. See Mr. Tom Keating out there, nattily dressed in his suit.
Yeah, he's been on the Board of Control, the IHSAA, now for a while. And Gary Ross, the athletic director, Johnston, also out there. And I see Gary Coonan, the athletic director from Cedar Falls, on the far side. He must be a recipient
award. Yep, Gary's going to get an award here coming up. Looks like he's got a brand new granddaughter there, too. Freshly minted, as they like to say. Not very old.
I'm not sure that's his granddaughter. He's, I think, just recently married in the last five or six years for the
Must
first time.
Must be somebody
time.
Else's.
He was a committed bachelor for a long time.
And took the plunge.
Took the plunge.
I probably scared some people up at Cedar Falls,
yeah.
Didn't I? 23-20. You know Gary for a long time.
Now watch the young couple with the baby who'll probably walk out with him. What do I know?
Gary Coonan.
There they are.
Yeah, well, maybe it's his wife's and their kids. But Gary, great guy up at Cedar Falls, very good to work with, and he's a real asset to the Mississippi Valley Conference.
Great guy, great sense of humor, always has good stories.
Gave you a little thumbs up there.
Yeah. You ask him how his team is, oh, we're terrible. And then they win the state tournament.
And then they beat you. Well, good first half for Xavier. They're shooting it well from beyond the arc right now, at least early on. They went cold in that second quarter, but the difference in this game has been Xavier putting in that zone defense.
Yeah, that made a big difference, and Wallard struggled. They ended up 7-for-19 from the field. Both teams shot around 36% for the first half, so the shooting was about even, but the Saints made 4 threes to just 2 for Wallard.
And Wallert, for a while there, found Cordell Pemsel, and then Xavier in that zone made us some adjustments. They were doubling him down on the post inside on the 1-2-2 point drop zone. And Wallert just couldn't get it to Pemsel, and then it looked like Wallert just started rushing the shots a little bit.
Yeah, the Saints have done a great job of clogging up the middle, and Wallert has just passed the ball out of shooting range on the outside, and that Xavier is definitely well schooled on which guys they need to guard on the perimeter, because some of the Wallert players, they just left them alone on that perimeter.
Another one of your comrades there, Gary Luters from Clinton.
Yeah,
longtime athletic director over there and wrestling coach as well. I believe they have the their wrestling invitationals named after Gary Luters.
Yeah, that's right. His name is very familiar over there, the Luters Invitational Wrestling Tournament.
So
speaking of athletic directors, a lot of changes coming up in our area.
Yeah, a lot of them. Mike Winker is outgoing at Xavier. They introduced, told us about the replacement for Mike at Xavier.
Scott Luke, is that the right name?
Leak is
Leak.
How you pronounce it,
okay.
Yep. Comes from Storm Lake St. Mary's Cedar Rapids Xavier. So that'll be a big adjustment right there.
Yeah.
One of the smallest schools in the state to one of the largest 3A's.
Yeah, Mike announced that retirement quite a while ago, and I think they had a round of interviews and then opened it back up and got the man they wanted now. Paul James, of course, announced he's going to retire at Washington. And noticed in the paper this morning, Scott Maimons is going to retire at Linmar. Is the other one for public knowledge yet or not? I'm not sure.
I don't think it is.
Be quiet about the other one.
But then Mike Johnson's going to be the new AD at Cedar Rapids, Washington.
Mike Johnson.
You bet.
Moving over from one associate principal category to another. I think one of the messages there is that being an athletic director is a tough job. You put in a lot of hours. You know, people see you at the football games and the basketball games, but they don't realize you're at all the freshman games and the JV games, and you're scheduling all the bench help for those things and meeting with the booster club, and it's just a job that is very time-consuming. And the gentlemen that we've mentioned who are stepping aside all did a wonderful job.
Yeah, they really
did.
And they definitely will be missed, certainly, around the state of Iowa and around the Mississippi Valley Conference as well. Halftime, 23-20, Xavier on top. Let's take a look at the halftime scoring in this one. First of all, for the Xavier Saints, they're being led by Jackson Jones, the 6'5 sophomore. 7 points coming off of 6 three-pointers in the state semifinal. Hit his first one tonight. He's got 2 field goals, a 3, a 2, 2 free throws, and a total of 7 points. Mitch Berger with 5 points. He got the start for the injured Nolan Butkowski. 4 points for Ryan Stolkin. 3 points for Matt Mims on a 3-point goal. Max Tekau with 2, and Bryce Schulte with 2 as well for Xavier. For Dubuque Waller, Cordell Pemsel leading the way with a total of 7 points so far. David Wedewer with 5, including a 3. Austin Kluck with 5, and Kluck came in averaging 3.9 a game. So a plus for Waller getting some points from that particular position. And Riley Till with 3. Turnovers officially at halftime, 4 for Xavier, 4 for Waller. Right now, points in the paint. You've got Wallert leading that category 10-8. Points off turnovers, Xavier with 6, Wallert with 2. Second chance points are tied at 7. We haven't had a fast break point yet, and Xavier leads the bench scoring 2-0. That has been it so far. The assists, 4 for Xavier, and 6 assists so far for Wallert. The Golden Eagles with 2 steals to 1 steal for Xavier. I'll let you go over shooting, rebounding, etc.
Well, Xavier 8 out of 22 officially from the field, 4 for 12 from three-point range, 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Not many free throws have been shot in this game. Wallert is 7 for 19 from the field. They are 2 out of 5 from three-point range, 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. Rebound totals 15-12 in favor of Xavier. Leading individual rebounder for the Saints is Ryan Stolkin with 4. Max Tekau had 3. Bryce Schulte off the bench with 3. 2 for Mitch Berger, 2 for Matthew Mims, and 1 for Jackson Jones. For Waller, Cordell Pemsel, as you'd expect, is the leading rebounder with 7. David Wedewer has 2. Austin Kluck, 2. Riley Till, 1. Their total of 12.
Right now, the foul situation, that is very interesting because Xavier, they had to take Max Tekau out with 2 fouls. And for Dubuque Waller, Riley Till is 2, and off the bench, John Timmerman with 2 fouls as well. So that's going to play a prominent part and a storyline here in half number 2.
And if you missed it earlier, Ryan Lersman got a technical after a call. I think it was maybe during a live ball.
Yeah, it was during a live ball.
And so he has to sit the remainder of the game on the bench. He's not allowed to stand and coach. Of course, that bench rule has changed a little bit over the last few years. They used to have to sit all the time. So now if you stay out of trouble with officials, you can still stand in the coaching box.
Some college scores just to throw out there right now. Big 12 conference tournament. Kansas leads West Virginia 64-55. That is with about 6 minutes remaining in that one in the second half. Seton Hall upset Villanova. I told you on the way down.
You did. But you didn't say tonight.
I didn't say tonight. Said second round of the tournament, Villanova goes.
So it'll be interesting to see if they can hang on to a number one seed. I think Kansas is going to be the number one seed overall.
I think you're right. 69-67, the Hall beat Villanova. Mountain West right now, 3:46 remaining. It's Fresno State over San Diego State, 61-60. Now, does that open up another spot in the Mountain West? That puts out somebody on the bubble if Fresno holds on.
Well, I think so, because San Diego State should be in, but the committee is faced with a lot of those maybe should-be-in cases, and they probably can't take them all, so we'll see.
Earlier today, you heard the America East Conference Championship. Stony Brook beat Vermont 80-74 at the Big Ten Tournament. Purdue defeated Michigan, and Michigan squarely on the bubble right now, 76-59. A&M destroyed LSU 71-38. Hampton is back in, the MEAC Conference Tournament champions over South Carolina State. The A-10 semifinals, it was Dayton losing to St. Joe's 82-79. I think that gets St. Joe's in, but we shall see. Arkansas Little Rock gets the win in the Sun Belt, 72-65 over Louisiana Lafayette.
They have the best record in the country. There's your Cinderella for those people who like to take chances in your brackets. Arkansas Little Rock.
Conference USA, you heard that earlier on the FMs. Middle Tennessee State beat Old Dominion 55-53. Connecticut probably in now in the American Athletic Conference Tournament. They beat Temple 77-62. Kentucky beat Georgia 93-80 in the SEC tournament. And it was Michigan State over Maryland 64-61 in the other Big Ten semi. So it's Michigan State and Purdue coming up tomorrow for the Big Ten. And Memphis trying to crawl into the NCAA tournament. 20-point winner over Tulane, 74-54.
So Memphis will play Connecticut for the AAC championship tomorrow. And I think Connecticut's in regardless. Memphis would have to win to get in, I think.
They have to win to get in, certainly. Halftime, Xavier on top of Dubuque Wallert, 23-20 in the Iowa Class 3A state championship game. And we will come back with the second half after this two-minute timeout as you're listening to coverage of the Boys State Basketball Tournament right here on KGYM.
At Jersey Mike's, we think making a great sub sandwich and making a difference can be one and the same. Come in during March for our month of giving and help support local charities all month long. And on Wednesday, March 30th, we're donating 100% of sales to a charity right in your own backyard. Jersey Mike's. Help nourish. Help flourish. Be a sub above.
Visit jerseymikes.com to find your local charity.
Guys, if you're like me, you love looking sharp in a new suit. So check out Collection by Michael Strahan, only at JCPenney. Get a great selection of quality tailored suits, modern dress shirts, and smart accessories. Also, rush in now to the men's wardrobe sale for 50% off all suits and sport coats. And save an extra 20% off select items when you use your JCPenney credit card and coupon, or 15% off with any other form of payment. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon required. Valid through 3/12. Some exclusions apply. 20% offer subject to credit approval. Check newspaper at jcp.com for coupon and details.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Giving your car a tune-up is like giving it a yearly physical, and AutoZone has everything you need to get the job done right, without the weird hospital smell. With new spark plugs, filters, oil, and helpful advice, AutoZone can keep your car running healthy and strong. With our help, you can always fix your car with confidence. Hoods up, America.
Tune up with your tax refund and save. Save $2 on Autolite Iridium XP spark plugs after mail-in rebate. Limit 16. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Back with you at the Boys State Basketball Tournament. Scott Unash along with Denny Gettle as both teams back out going through their last-minute warm-ups. Don't forget Iowa City West, West Des Moines Valley in the 4A Championship. We've got that one for you right here on KGYM as well. Coming up immediately following our game, we might hit some ESPN for a few minutes or so, or maybe depending on what goes on between games, but we will have that game for you coming up. As you're listening to coverage of the state championship Saturday night from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines on 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
Interesting to note, Scott, only 8 minutes of playing time off the bench for the Saints, two for Nolan Bukowski battling the injury, and Bryce Sheldy was on the floor for 6 minutes while Tekos sat. For Wallert, only 9 minutes from their bench. Iwaware's been in there for 6 minutes, and John Timmerman, three, which was long enough to pick up two fouls.
Wallert will come out with Kluck, Till, Schmidt, Wedewer, and Penzel.
And Wallert will get the ball first. Remember that the teams have only three team timeouts this and the final because of all the media timeouts. No team timeout has been taken yet, so both teams still with three.
Xavier with theirs. Starting five as well. It'll be Tekau, Jones, Stolken, Berger, and Matthew Mims. We have not seen Sage Myers yet for Dubuque Wallert.
This is a 1-3-1 zone. Now, new look.
Wallert going to the bucket right in front of us here at Press Row. They lob it inside, broken up on the double team, out of bounds off Pemsel. Good defense by Berger to front the future Hawkeye.
And Berger's the back guy in the 1-3-1, giving up a lot of size to Pemsel, but knocked it enough away that Pencil touched it last going out of bounds.
So it'll be Xavier ball off the Wallert turnover. Xavier will go to the Basket to our right. Still in the man-to-man is Dubuque Wallert. Mims, stutter dribble coming off the high ball screen. Lays it for Jackson Jones. He'll pull up from 15. No good. And the rebound to Pemsel. He'll hand it off to Wetterer, and here come the Golden Eagles. Senior-dominated team. Looking for their third straight 3A state championship.
And that was just a quick one-time look with the 1-3-1. They're back to the 1-2-2.
Till drives, cut off of the double team. Back out top to Wetterer. Good job by Berger to close out on him. Wallert's got Pemsel in the corner now against the zone as Xavier stays in that 1-3-1. Cluck from the near side corner for three, and he hits again.
Ties the game.
Cluck with only four coming into the game all year, Denny.
Fourth time we've been tied.
And he's got two in the game here. Jones driving baseline. In all the way. Goes up strong and scores. He had the smaller Schmidt on him and took him right inside.
When teams know each other well, they stop the normal score sources, and other people have to step up. Maybe Cluck will be that person for Wallert.
Wetterer up top. High lob pass to Pemsel. Off the clear out right of the lane. Bullet down low to Cluck. Collects it, gets it back to Pemsel on the drive. Left-hand floater, no. Rebound, Cluck tied up. And it's going to go to Xavier on the alternate arrow. As Mr. Pemsel did not agree with the call.
Pemsel with the running one-hander. He's a left-handed player. Put that up. Battle for the rebound goes to the Saints.
Saints by two with the basketball. It'll be Cluck on Mims and still Schmidt on Jackson Jones. Far hash mark. Stutter dribble coming right with it. Stop and go move. Berger takes it inside. No, and the rebound to Pemsel. Here's Wetterer. A drive and a kick out to Till. Xavier's done a good job of getting out on Wetterer. Keep him from shooting the threes. They're giving Cluck the open shot. Now a cross-court pass. Three-pointer rimming in good. That time for Schmidt.
You take something away, you got to give something up. And Golden Eagles have capitalized on that twice here in this quarter.
Wallert back up one. 26-25, first lead since halfway through the second quarter. Jones holds it left sideline, gets it over to Mims. Mims turns on Cluck. They play catch with it now out beyond the arc. Jones back to come to Berger. Takes it top of the circle. As Wallert stays in that man-to-man. Mims looking inside. Instead gets it to Berger. Drives on Till. Kicks it out immediately to Stolken. Now up top to Tekau. 5:06 to play third quarter. We'll get a media timeout coming up at the next dead ball. Berger goes crossover. Cross court pass to Mims. Yo-yos a dribble back left wing. Now he'll drive down the lane. Goes up with the off-balance floater. No good. And the weak side rebound to Riley Till. Good job by Wallert to come over and double Mims that time. Inside Pemsel. Gets his man in the air and scores.
Wallert picking up a little momentum here. A three-point lead. Frankly, the Saints not much off-the-ball movement right now. A little too much dribbling.
Mims takes the left free throw line. And when Wallert starts hitting the threes, that opens up Pemsel. Berger goes crossover. Stop and go move all the way in and scores. Took it right at Cordell that time.
Just an individual take and was quick enough to get by and beat the block attempt of Pemsel as he flew at him.
28-27. Seven now for Mitch Berger. Bullet pass back to the corner. Schmidt for three. Can't get two in a row. Pemsel, the weak side rebound and a put back underneath. 11 for Cordell. We're over the halfway mark of the third.
And wait. 10 rebounds. He's already got his double-double.
What a reverse by Berger. Went baseline near side and reversed it over Till, who let him go.
And the two leading scorers for these two teams with 7 and 5 at the halftime are both picking up their games in the second half. That would be Berger and Pemsel.
Till against the 1-3-1. Looking for help. Gets it out of there to Pemsel. 3.5 to play, third quarter. Back to the corner. Cluck drives baseline in all the way, and his shot off the glass is good for two.
They beat the Saint defender badly on his drive on the baseline.
Cluck with 10. Wallert by 3. Here's Berger driving in. Kicks it out near side. Now out top to Mims. Tekau. He'll fake the 3 and then goes up with it. Left is short and a rebound to Cluck. Wetterer in the backcourt. Wallert by 3. Drive and a kick. Schmidt, 3-pointer. Ring it up. Wallert. And now up 6. Biggest lead of the game. Timeout, Xavier.
Wallert fans enjoying this one. Long way to go.
This will be a Xavier timeout and the media timeout. We'll take 1 minute timeout as well. With 2:58 to play third quarter, it's Waller 35, Xavier 29. Back in a minute here on KGYM Sports.
Lee's is doing their don't-do-it-yourself sale. We do have our other sales that come throughout the rest of the year, but nothing's quite like the Lee's sale. It's just the best carpet out there. I have it in my house, and I absolutely love it. I'm Brad Stork with Bachmeyer Carpet One Floor and Home. We do have five different 50% off carpets, as well as the rest of the entire Lee's line, 20 to 30% off. But then hard surface, we've got hardwood, we've got laminate, we've got LVT, we've got ceramic tile, porcelain tile, anywhere from 10 to 50% off. And when you figure there's homes that are looking at 1,000 square feet, that's big savings. There's no doubt about it. It saves your money in the long run if you work with a professional that does this every day. The Don't Do It Yourself sale is going on now through April 18th, 2016. Bachmeyer Carpet One, 3402 Merchant Street, Coralville, across from Tyson's.
Back with you at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Wallard on a 15-6 run, and they lead Xavier 35-29. That was a charged timeout for Xavier.
And after a mediocre shooting half, Wallard is 6-for-8 from the field here in the third quarter.
And they're up to 48% for the game. Some women's scores to throw your way. UNI women, a winner today. Drake Falls. I believe that was in the semifinals. So the UNI women will play for a chance to go to the big dance coming up at the iWireless Center in Moline tomorrow.
Yeah, it's not the mark anymore?
It'll always be known as the mark to us.
Okay. Well, that's, I think, the first time it's been there, at least for a while, moved out of St. Louis.
When Wallert starts to hit threes, that opens up the middle, and you're seeing better ball movement by both teams, but really by Wallert on this 15-6 run.
Yeah, and off the miss, Pencil got the rebound, put it back in once.
2:50 to play. Jones got caught in the air, jump pass over to Mims, takes it far corner, pull up left baseline, jumper, and he got it. About 12 feet out, Mims with five.
Xavier's got to get better in the half court offensively as well.
35-31, Till goes baseline, drives, charging foul as he ran over Schulte.
He got by one defender and ran into the second one.
And that's the third foul on Till. We have still not seen Myers, and coming back in will be John Timmerman for Wallert. And we'll immediately get another media timeout. And that will come with 2:33 to play here in the third quarter. And Wallert up four at 35-31. And he had both these teams going pretty good there when he had a five-minute run.
Yeah, we got two media timeouts each quarter. That's eight media timeouts in this game in a 16-minute or 32-minute game.
Which it's just too much, but too much. They didn't ask me.
No, or me. But let's not stop us from having opinions before, Scott.
One in the semifinals, and I think one a quarter would be fine for the finals.
Absolutely.
But they will put two in there. Valley and Iowa City West coming up immediately following our game here
Iowa
on KGYM.
City West in a familiar place. They're here often under Coach Bergman.
This will be a tough one tonight, though. This is a very athletic, not a real deep West Des Moines Valley team. They play about six, maybe seven, but that group is very, very good, and they've been around for a long time. Two of them were here, started as freshmen.
A marble on the Valley team.
Carlo Marble.
And a lot of familiar names on the West team, with a couple of McCaffreys and a Lohaus.
Well, here it's 2:33 to play in the third, and Wallert up four. It'll be Xavier basketball, though, after the charge on Till. And Till is on the bench now, and Wallert will bring Timmerman back in. Schulte in there for Xavier as Tekau takes a seat. Schulte, Stulkin, Berger, Mims, and Jackson Jones, the five for Xavier. A lot of conversation between the officials and the players during the timeout.
Yep.
They got a lot of time to kill.
They do.
Xavier basketball. Stulkin above the right free throw line. Hands back to Berger. Pop up three, and he got it over Wetterer.
He didn't have much room, but he had enough. he gets up the off the floor well.
And quickly. Xavier a 5-0 mini run. Back within one at 35-34. They'll stay in the 1-3-1. The corners have been open. Cluck on the drive. Cross court bounce. Schmidt for three. Got it again.
He's got that spot figured out. He probably marked it at halftime.
42% three-point shooter came in with 25, so he can hit them.
And they're now 7-for-9 in this quarter.
38-34. Wallert now hitting 56% from beyond the arc. Jones.
4-for-5 in this quarter.
Hands it back. Now to Stolkin. Mims off the clear out. On the drive. Takes it inside. Shovel pass over to Schulte. Back it comes to Jones. The sophomore takes it inside. And instead of a tie-up, they got a foul. Got to get it on Schmidt. And will it be two free throws? Yes, it will.
Coach English not caring for the call too much. And Schmidt tried to talk him into a jump ball call.
Xavier's doing a lot of weaving out top and coming off of double screens and having guys free up and go down the lane.
For the last few possessions, they've had better movement down there, but for a while they got kind of stagnant with a lot of dribbling and not much off the ball movement.
Jones at two free throws. He's got 11. Xavier back within two. Clock reverses, cut off by Berger. Gets it up top to Wedewer. Plays catch with Schmidt now as we're down to a minute 20 to play. And Xavier back. This time it's a 2-3 zone, it looks like.
Fourth different defense they played.
And I like this better than the 1-3-1. Bounce to Timmerman. Lob pass inside. Left block. Pemsel turns. Forces it up against a double team. Got his own rebound and got tied up in a foul call. I think they're going to get it on Stolkin.
That was just physical basketball there.
And it'll be two free throws coming up for Wallert. Stolkin commits his first. Team foul number one. And Cordell Pemsel to the line. He's got 11 on the night. First one in and out. Wallert looking for another state championship. It would be the third for Tom English.
Third straight, right?
Make it the fourth. I beg your pardon, the fourth.
But the third in a row.
Yes. Pemsel got the free throw. He's got a dozen. Under a minute to play. Third quarter, Wallert by three at 39-36. Stolkin between the circles. Sets the screen for Jones. Circles it back up top. Gets it to Berger. Starts to drive. Takes it inside on Wedewer. Running hook is good off the glass.
And he looks like he can take his man almost at will.
14 for Mitch Berger. 35 seconds to play. Ball slapped away. Picked back up by the Golden Eagles. Wallert by one. 28 seconds to play, and they'll go for the last shot of the third.
2-3 zone right now.
Berger kind of extending out top. And now Wallert will just hold it. Up top, Wedewer. Comes left. Leaves it for Schmidt. 5 seconds to play. Spins along the sideline and then threw it away. Goes into the backcourt. It'll be Xavier Ball on the over and back with 2 seconds to play.
They will get the ball out just inside the 10-second line at their end of the floor.
Time to get a shot off, certainly. Inbound, half court. Here's Berger. Lets it fly up and off. The iron no good at the end of the third quarter. Well, buckle the seatbelts as we head to the fourth of the 3A state championship. Dubuque Wallert by one, 39-38 over Cedar Rapids Xavier. Back with the fourth quarter after this one-minute timeout here on KGYM.
Mind blown. This is Gigability. Internet at the speed of now. Exclusively from Imon Communications. Gigability, with internet speeds up to 1 gig, gives you the freedom to play, surf, stream, or binge watch your way. No matter how many devices your family has firing at once, Imon Gigability has you covered. Get gigified. Visit imon.net/gigability or call 298-6484 to sign up today. Imon Gigability is now available in residential fiber-to-the-home areas of Cedar Rapids, Marion, and Hiawatha. When something bad happens, you don't want to get sucked into the black hole of voicemail. And you certainly don't want to tell your story over and over each time you're transferred. What you want is a kind, smart person who knows your coverage top to bottom, understands how you're feeling, and helps you figure out what's next.
It's really not too much to ask. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com.
Fourth quarter, one of these teams 8 minutes away from hoisting the big gold trophy. And Wallard outscored Xavier 19-15 in that third quarter. As Wallard takes a one-point lead into the fourth. Scott Unash, Denny Gettle back with you on championship night from Des Moines. And Wallard really picked up the shooting in that third quarter.
7-for-10, including 4-for-5 from three-point range. And Xavier had only one rebound in the third quarter. Of course, when Wallard's not missing any shots, they don't have a whole lot of opportunities to get rebounds at the defensive end. Xavier not too shabby, actually 6-for-11 themselves in that quarter as offense has picked up for both teams. One-point game heading into the fourth.
Wallard 48% for the game shooting, Xavier 43%. Wallard with the basketball to start quarter number four.
8 minutes to create memories for the lifetime.
2-3 zone, and they're packing it in. Here's Wetterer, a fake, now goes up for the three and buries it at the top of the key.
And he's been relatively quiet in this game, just 5 points before that one.
Wallard back up by four, 42-38. Mims, Stolken in there, Jones, Tekau back in, and Berger for Xavier. Mims picks it up top, looking for some help, almost a five-second count. Berber, stutter dribble, kick to the corner. Jones for three, and he hits.
Well, that was an escape because Mims had gotten himself in trouble. Lersman didn't want to use his second of three timeouts.
42-41, Schmidt left wide open, and he bangs home the triple. They lost him on the defense.
They did. He was wide open. Nobody came at him.
12 for Schmidt, all from three-point land, all in the second half. Under seven to play. Wallert by four, 45-41. Long cross-court pass. Mims off the clear-out. Takes a free-throw line. Lean-in jumper. Got it to go. Tough shot by Matt Mims.
Nice stop and pop.
Only a sophomore. He's got seven. 45-43, Wallert. Wetterer coming off the high ball screen. High lob pass back to Schmidt. They're trying to find him over there in the corner. And you can't forget about Pemsel, though. Inside, they feed Till. Leaner off the glass, rimming him good.
And I feel like Xavier's defense is doing a little more standing than they did earlier. They're not as aggressive getting after the ball and watching guys who are trying to cut to the ball.
47-43, Tekau, far side corner, looks inside, curling into the basket, and getting the layup is Jackson Jones.
And the shooting percentages are going through the roof for both these teams.
16 for Jones.
Both are 3-for-3 in the fourth.
47-45, lob pass inside, Pemsel doubled on the right baseline, puts it on the floor, goes cross court now to Wetterer. Right back it comes. They work the triangle left side, up top Wetterer, deep three on the way, in and out, no, and the rebound to Stolken.
Second of the half.
Xavier for the tie or the lead. Down by two. Berger will go one-on-one. Drives, triple, kick to the near side corner. Three ball good for Stolken.
Well, when Berger penetrates like that, Waller collapses. He finds open people on the perimeter.
Stolken with his 22nd three. None bigger than that this year. 48-47. Waller won the regular season matchup. Xavier looking for the state championship. Till on a drive. Kick out to Wetterer. Left of the circle. Three. No. Rebounded by Jackson Jones.
Momentum's kind of shifting here a little bit.
Uncle Mo wearing a blue jersey. And timeout going to be taken. Now, is this an official's timeout? Nope. Going to be... Well, we'll find out.
It was taken by Xavier.
It was taken by Xavier. Okay, that'll leave them with one then, with 5:03 to play. So it will be.
Well, you got to think about from Lersman's standpoint right here why he wanted the timeout. You wonder if maybe they're going to take the air out of the ball a little bit. There's still a lot of time in this game at 5 minutes and no foul situation at all. Two on Waller, one on Xavier. Be a long time to try and hold the ball.
Both teams right now, Denny, are having problems defensively. Like you said, Xavier's gotten a little stagnant. They're worried about Pemsel. They're leaving the threes open. And for Wallard, right now, Xavier's really exploiting those mismatches with Schmidt on Jackson Jones, and then Berger is just taking anybody off the dribble who's guarding him.
It would be interesting to see if Coach Lersman would think about going back to the man-for-man and trying to help off somebody. You got to cover those guards. They're all heading from the outside. Wedewer and Schmidt are very effective. You might be able to slough off Kluck a little bit, but Kluck hit a couple in the first half, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Only came in with four for the entire season. Has hit two tonight, but it's been Josh Schmidt. He's been the guy that's gotten things rolling.
Really, no foul trouble to speak of either way. Till has three for Wallard. No other player has more than two.
I believe we know two of the all-tournament teams. I think you're going to see a guy that lost in the first round make all-tournament with Mr. Jansen, who had 42 for MOC Floyd Valley.
Pretty hard to ignore 42 points. And that was against Wallard, I believe.
Yes, it was. All right, 48-47 Xavier. Obviously, if you use one of your two remaining timeouts, Ryan Lersman changed up a couple things here.
He had a specific purpose. We'll see what it is. 5:03.
Xavier Satang with their starters. They've only played seven in the game. Wallard's only played seven as well. Sage Myers has not played in this game, but he is dressed for the Golden Eagles. Mims on the handoff. Near sideline to Berger. Circles it up front. He'll go one-on-one. Drive and a kick out to Jones. Jones backs his way in, leaves it for Tech out. Back it comes. Jones fakes the three, and now Xavier will set it back up.
It looks kind of like they're going for layups.
There's only been three team fouls called in the second half. So each team is a long way from the bonus.
Make them play defense.
Mims going one-on-one. Drives. Cut off at the free throw line. Lost the handle of the pass. Goes out of bounds off a Golden Eagle. Xavier dodged a bullet right there. And then I think Schmidt accidentally got kicked in the head by his teammate Kluck.
Jackson Jones was on the floor and kind of moved his body to get in the way of the Wallard kids who were trying to desperately go after that loose ball.
I'm going to put Timmerman in now, and Kluck will come out. Or no, Schmidt will come out, I beg your pardon. Inbound, and Mims collects it. 4:16 to play. Mims off the high ball screen. Angles right with the dribble, looking for help. Spinning, picks it up and goes to Berger. Berger, just ball handling, trying to get away from a couple of Golden Eagles. Now goes behind the back with it. He'll bring it back out front. No 5-second count yet, and there's a blocking foul on Till, and he just picked up his fourth.
Trying the hedge move off that ball screen. And I think this is what Coach Lersman was trying to accomplish. And we got immediate timeout here, so Waller can see what they can do against this.
That was a great move by Ryan Lersman.
And you got the two guards that are handling the ball most of the time. Mims is an 81% free throw shooter and Berger a 73% free throw shooter. But Waller's three fouls away from being able to put them at the line.
And I'll tell you why. Xavier was only going to shoot a layup there.
Yep.
And they were just taking time off the clock until a foul occurred. And then they knew they were going to get another media timeout.
And if they can get Waller taking some chances on defense, they're going to try and get somebody with a backdoor cut here. But one-point lead doesn't give you a big cushion here either.
48-47 Xavier. Three team fouls on Wallert. Only one on the Saints right now.
Wallert went a stretch of 10 for 13 to start the second half from the field. They missed their last two three-point attempts, but they haven't had the ball now for a minute, more than a minute.
West crowd coming in, Denny. A lot of green and gold behind us.
Okay. So they'll be in the dark jerseys. Xavier has not missed a field goal in the fourth quarter. They're 4-for-4, and they've actually, back into the third quarter, they are 7 of their last 8, 9 of their last 11. So they're shooting the ball well also. Both teams picking it up offensively.
Wallert crowd rising to their feet, trying to encourage they're Golden Eagles.
And remember now, Till with four fouls, and he's guarding Berger.
You know who's been, I shouldn't even say it, but who's been inconspicuously quiet in the second half is Cordell Penzel.
Yeah.
It's been the three-pointer that has gotten Wallert back into it.
It is. And Pimsoll, I remember, got one offensive putback.
He only has two buckets in the second half.
He's touched the ball, but he's kicked it out for the most part. He's been a passer.
Wallert looking for their third straight state championship. Xavier trying to stop it and stop Wallert from tying Regis.
And I think this will be our last media timeout, so
we should go the rest of the way. Wallert still with all three timeouts remaining, and Xavier down to one. Saint basketball. Berger in there with Till on him with four fouls. He'll take into the basket. Drop off pass to Tech out for the easy two.
Pimsoll trying to draw the charge. Talking to the official, but it was not a charge.
He was under the bucket. 50-47, three-point lead. Wetterer at the right point. Long cross-court bounce pass to Cluck against his own. Lob pass inside. Pimsoll posting up. Up, no, but he was fouled by Berger, who helped out. Berger says he's not going to get an easy one.
Playing the back of that 1-3-1 zone again.
Pimsoll with two free throws coming up for the future Hawkeye. Puts it up short, no good. That was way short.
And Wallert, with the good coaching, got the ball immediately to Pimsoll on the block. Got to give him credit for that.
Second free throw, also short, and the rebound to Stolkin. He pulled the string twice on those.
And Xavier can now take some more air out of it. Again, Wallert with three fouls to give before Xavier will shoot.
And they're going to go to a spread look here. Make Wallert chase him a little bit. And Wallert still has three fouls to give before the one and one. Berger trapped along the sideline. Far side, circles out of it. No look pass underneath the Stolkin. Got fouled going up for the dunk. And is that on Pimsoll?
I don't believe so. Pimsoll with the wry smile. I think he had a good block. I think somebody else got him first.
Timmerman.
Once again, a Berger penetration drop-off pass there to Stolkin. Xavier can extend the lead to five.
They did. Well, we'll see who they got that foul on. It's a free throw. It's good. Stolkin with five, or check that, make it eight. They got that foul on Cluck. Second free throw good. Stolkin got them both.
Xavier 7-for-8 from the line. They've made their last seven.
52-47, Xavier by five. They've led by as many as six. Both teams have led by as many as six. Till at the free throw line, takes it into a double team, slapped away, stolen. Berger and Mims teamed up to get the steal. Outlet pass Stolkin. They got a two-on-one. Down low to Tekau. Layup, no, but he was fouled. Timmerman wants it on the floor, and will the officials oblige him?
Saints, Wallert had four defenders in the backcourt, so Saints had two-on-one at the other end. They got the ball down there.
Tom English wants a timeout.
His first team timeout. It looks like they're going to take it out on the baseline. They're not going to call it a shooting foul.
52-47. After Wallert took a six-point lead, Xavier clawed their way back. Jackson Jones hit a huge three. Ryan Stolkin hit a bigger three. As Xavier now with a five-point lead. And then Wallert's helped out. A couple missed free throws by Cordell Pimsoll.
And the foul situation, just two on Xavier, so they got fouls to give. Five on Wallert, and I think this will be out of bounds. We'll see what the call is.
There is still 2:42 to play in this game. There's still plenty of time.
Plenty of time. Xavier perfect from the field here in the fourth, 5-for-5. They've really disciplined themselves to take nothing but sure shots. Although they did make two threes in this quarter. And they've made, seven threes for the ballgame. Is that correct? Seven
yes.
Threes for the Saints, five for Golden Eagles.
Wallert shooting right at 50% for the game. Xavier at 51%, though. Both teams are really up at the second half.
Yeah, they were both in the low 30s at one point.
Been a well-played championship game. Xavier looking for their first state championship. Inbound Jones. Trapped in the corner. Dribbles out of it. Splits a double team. Now out top to Mims. 2:35 to play. Mims had it knocked away from behind by Cluck. Stolen away, Pemsel. Lead pass to Till on the drive. Cut off by the double team. Tried to get it back to Pemsel. Loose on the floor, and we've got a tie up. And now we got a scrum right in front of us. Guess both teams playing hard.
Well, Till, honestly, twice has come very close to an offensive foul.
It's going to be Xavier Ball on the alternate arrow. That will be turnover number 9 for the Golden Eagles.
A big play there on the scrum. It was arrow to the Saints, right?
Correct. Full court pressure, Waller. Xavier inbounds. Berger turns on Till, who's playing with 4 fouls right now. Keep that in mind.
I'm surprised they're having him on Berger.
Berger goes crossover. They try to trap at the half-court line. Xavier breaks it. Mims to the short corner to Jackson Jones. Pemsel comes out on him as Wallert still in the man-to-man. 2:05 to play. Wallert still with 3 fouls to give. Pass tip, loose on the floor. Still loose, picked up by Till. Till all the way in and finishes with the layup. And a timeout, Wallert. Quick
Remember,
timeout.
Coach Lersman called a timeout at 5:03 at the one-point lead at 48-47. And it had been very effective till that turnover, and Waller finally scored for the first time since that mark.
So it's 52-49. Waller has 5 team fouls, according to the board here in the second half, and that is right. And Xavier with only 2, but Saints are not worried about that.
Each team with 1 timeout left. I'm curious, when they only get 3, does one of them have to be a 30?
I think they're all full.
Okay.
You get more commercials in that way, Danny.
Yeah. I'm curious, though, because they seem to go ask the coach each time whether they want a full or a 30. So I'm wondering if one of them isn't. But that's not a big thing at this point in the game.
Xavier, Waller's trying to trap. They're trying to double that first pass all the time. Good ball reversal, and you might be able to get a backdoor layup here if you're Xavier.
Waller has 3 players in double figures. Schmidt with 12. I think all on threes. 12 for Pemsel, 10 for Kleck. For the Saints, they have 2 players in double figures, Berger with 14 and Jones with 16. Skulkin on the brink with 9.
Nobody in foul trouble for Xavier. They got Tekau with 2, Berger with 2, and that's it. No one else with more than 1.
Now, Waller's going to contest the inbounds pass here and try and really press in the backcourt. So far, Mims and Berger have done a very effective job handling the ball. I think there was 1 pass attempt that almost was a turnover by the 2, but they've done a very good job taking care of the basketball.
Each team with a timeout left. Jones can run the baseline, looking to get it in. Looking, still looking, still looking, and finally gets it into Mims. Right back it comes to the sophomore. Jones turns on a double team. Mims will bring it up in a hurry. Long up court pass. Catch high by Stolkin. Inside a check out, a late whistle and a foul on the shot.
There was a lot of contact. As you say, a late whistle. Might have gotten the ball first, but looked like a lot of body there. Wallard, of course, doesn't agree.
Kluck gets the foul.
And Tekau, 65% free throw shooter, gets 2.
The junior trying to give Xavier a 4-point lead. It's on the way and right through. Nothing but net.
That makes it a 2-possession game here, 144. You start worrying about how many possessions it takes to get back to the lead.
Second free throw. Up good. Got them both, and they look good. 6 for Tekau. Minute 43. Xavier by 5. 54-49. A little backwards pressure. Ball tip center line. Stolen away by Mims. Mims with a breakaway all the way up, and the layup good.
With Pemsel chasing him, but he got there first.
9 for Mims, minute 28 to play. Biggest lead of the game. Pull up 3, up, no good. Rebound in front of us, going to go out of bounds, and it will be Xavier basketball. Mims did a great job of shielding off Kluck to get to the rebound.
He got shoved hard, but no foul call.
Here comes Berger, bringing it up with a left-hand power dribble, and Kluck commits the foul. His 3rd, and that will put Xavier in the bonus.
Just 2 team fouls on Xavier. They got the luxury of that.
And this is the guy you want up there if you're Xavier, and that's Mitch Berger.
Remember that steal by Mims. That appears to be a huge play in this game at this point.
74%, one in the bonus for the senior, up right through.
I cautiously announce that that's a 10th straight free throw that Xavier's made.
57-49. One more. Up and no good. And Penzel one hands the rebound. Wallert needs points in a hurry. Biggest Xavier lead. Wedewer between the circles. Goes over to Schmidt. Circles left. Back to Wedewer. Cross court Cluck. He'll drive baseline. Leaves it for Till, who'll dunk it home. And the last timeout taken here by Wallert.
Good drop-off pass on the baseline drive.
And now that's it for timeouts for Waller.
104 to play. Six-point margin for the Saints. They take care of the basketball and make free throws. They should be in good shape.
Xavier, fifth trip to the state tournament. And they are a minute four away from getting their first big gold trophy. And another banner in the gym at the Ron Thillen Gymnasium. Still not over yet. Two possession game, 57-51. You're going to see Wallert pressure. And the next foul will still be a 1-1. And I'll be interested to see if Wallert will put Pemsel on the ball now.
Yeah.
To try to face guard the inbound passer.
But against this pressure, Xavier has found some numbers advantages in the half court. They've been 2-on-1 a couple times, and they just get that ball out of pressure, get it down the court, and that solves the pressure problem.
64 seconds to play. Iwari is in now, and he is the jumping jack. Full court pressure. Looking to get it in. They get it in to Berger. Almost lost his balance in front of us, and they get it over to Mims, far sideline. Lob pass back to Jones. He'll take it across the 10-second line. Weaves through traffic, and a reach foul called on Wallert.
54.7 seconds. Wallert's in the chase mode now. They just about have to foul.
Fourth on clock. Jackson Jones to the line. 4 out of 4 tonight. He's got a 1 and maybe.
Schmidt is back in for Wallert, and Till returns with his 4 fouls.
1-1 for the sophomore. Got it.
First 1-1 of the game for either team.
One more coming up. 7-point lead right now for Xavier. Second one up right through. Wallert inbound. Wedewer quickly into the front court. Pull up three by Schmidt. Up good. No timeouts left though. Schmidt with his fifth triple of the game. Penzel nearly comes up with a steal, but it deflects off him and out of bounds. 59-54 with 43.8 to go.
They had a big trap on Mims. Coach English getting a couple defenders in there. Defense for offense right now with Till's foul trouble.
Till and Schmidt will come out. Iowari and Timmerman back in. Xavier inbounds. Here's Berger. Weaving through traffic. Gets by Pemsel. No look pass underneath. Dunk is missed by Stolken. But the rebound to Berger. Pump fake up short. No. Offensive board Xavier to Tekau. He tries to get out of there with it. Had it stolen away. Here comes Wallert. Pemsel through traffic. All the way up. Finger roll. Good. Count it and a foul. And a chance at a three-point play. Man, I know Stolken wanted to put an exclamation point on it, but that's the time you go up and lay it in.
Just make the basket.
And the Xavier foul is their third as a team.
Three-point game, 23.6. Xavier has a timeout. Wallert still not in the 1-1.
59-56. Penzel to bring Wallert within two, and he does. And now Butkowski will come in, an extra ball handler now for Xavier, and they take out Tekau, a 64% foul shooter.
With a bad ankle, you wonder how mobile he is.
Inbound, Jones looking, finally gets it in, and Mims fouled immediately, and that might be it for Cluck. And that will be his fifth. He will foul out. With 22 seconds to play here in the ball game.
Mims at the line, 81% free throw shooter. with the last one and one. After this, it'll be two.
This is a free timeout here for Tom English. He's talking things over with Josh Schmidt. And Timmerman will come in for Waller. Mims, an 80% foul shooter.
22.6 to go. Obviously, these free throws, both of them very important. It could get a two-possession lead.
Mims with the one and one. Mims takes a look at the basket, puts it up and right through. How about that?
Xavier's free throw shooting has been phenomenal. Need one more.
This would make it a two-possession game. Free throw number two is good, and Xavier.
They take their final timeout.
Yep, that's it. Nobody has a timeout remaining. We found out from Mark Amadeo that the MVP of the game, according to the television, was Jackson Jones in this one for Xavier. And why not? What a terrific game coming off the 6-3-point performance against Pella. And all Jones has done tonight is put up 18 more points.
But we have 22.6 to play, a four-point game. Waller's going to want to try and score as quickly as they can. I look for Xavier to play that 2-2-1 full-court press just to try and slow him down a bit. But if you're Waller, I think you want to still go for the two. Being out of timeout, though, that's a little bit of a gamble. And, again, Xavier's ball handlers are great free throw shooters. So it would seem like a big hill to climb for Waller, but a lot of time yet.
We'll have an abbreviated postgame show. We'll get you the all-tournament team. We'll have the trophy presentation, final stats.
Remember, in high school, the clock does not stop on a made field goal. So Xavier would have 5 seconds to get the ball back in bounds, but they've got to get it in because they don't have any timeouts left either.
What a game between Mississippi Valley Conference rivals. It'll be Waller inbound. Till will inbound, and Xavier's going to throw some pressure on. A little backward defense here to make Waller take some time off the clock. Inbound Wetterer, 20 seconds into the front court. Wetterer on the drive. Xavier's got fouls to give. Wetterer lost it. Kick out to Schmidt. Right wing three, short, no. Rebound out deep, picked up by Schmidt. Down to 10 seconds. Timmerman, high arching pull-up three, no. Rebound Berger, fouled immediately by Wetterer.
And it's looking good here for the Saints.
Xavier's going to win it. There's no way Waller can stop the clock. Xavier is going to be your state champion.
Ending the two-year reign of the Waller Golden Eagles.
Double bonus. And Mitch Berger.
And this would be the first loss of the year for Waller against a 3A team in Iowa.
Free throw up, good. Berger with one more. 16 for the senior in his finale.
Xavier's made 15 of their last 16 free throws.
Couple threes got him the lead. They've salted it away at the free throw line. Second one, no good. Rebound Penzel. Up to the center line. Wetterer, he'll drive in, take it all the way. Layup, no. Xavier makes school history with their first state championship.
And they can celebrate with a spring break.
As the Saints.
Coach Lersman can now get off the bench.
Yes, he can. Brad Jones out there hugging Bryce Schulte. Ryan Lersman, first one to go through the line. As Xavier wins it 62-57 over Dubuque Waller and ends the two-year reign of the Golden Eagles at the top of Class 3A.
24-point fourth quarter for the Saints. They did miss two field goals at the end.
And Xavier celebrating the state championship. And what a tournament for Jackson Jones. What a tournament for Matt Mims. What a tournament for Mitch Berger. You can say that for any one of these Xavier Saints. They all came through in a big way in these three games.
Both teams, again, playing without one of their key players in their rotation. Myers not able to play for Wallard, and Bukowski played very limited action for the Saints. But let's concentrate on the people who did play. The play that stands out to me looking back in this game is that interception of that pass and the breakaway layup by Matthew Mims. I think they gave him a 6 or 8 point lead. That was a huge play.
The all-tournament team will be introduced now. And hey, guess who gets to present the state championship trophy to the Xavier Saints? That'd be Tom Keating, from the Iowa High School Athletic Association Board of Control and the principal at Xavier.
And a fellow Philadelphia Philly fan, I might point out.
Yes, he is.
There aren't many of us. What a great way for Mike Winker to go out as an athletic director.
Absolutely. We'll get you the all-tournament team coming up here. And they will have the presentation of the state tournament trophies coming up first. Two terrific teams going at it here tonight, representing the Mississippi Valley Conference. I think Tom's got a nice, this is a tough one for Tom because he was at Wallert for so many years.
That's right, these are his two schools.
And what a run for Dubuque Wallert. 3 straight years to the state championship game for the Golden Eagles.
Yeah, that's terrific. And 12 seniors out of the 15 kids in uniform tonight.
And the Xavier Saints will celebrate the state championship.
And Tom Keating can't contain himself. That smile is getting bigger by the second.
Here come the Saints. They're going to show off their trophy here a little bit.
Being restrained by the gendarmes.
A couple of kisses planted on that. But the all-tournament team is going to be presented now. And Craig Hill from the Iowa Farm Bureau and also Terry Branstad, the governor of the state of Iowa, will be presenting. This is going to be a very interesting team here.
Yeah.
Because this is not going to go your 2-2-1-1. We know that. So we will see who makes the all-tournament team here for 3A. So here's your all-tournament team. Wedewer of Wallert makes the all-tournament team.
And Xavier did a nice job on him tonight. I think he was held at 8 points below his average.
And Derek Lang makes the all-tournament team from Sheridan. Levi Jansen will make it from MOC Floyd Valley. Van Wyk from Pella makes the all-tournament team. And see who makes it from Xavier here. Jackson Jones makes the all-tournament team.
Well, there might be only one spot left, and you've got both Pemsel and Berger. This is interesting. Maybe they'll be co-captains.
I think it's going to be Pemsel. Yep, Cordell Pemsel, the captain of the all-tournament team from Dubuque Waller. And I think that's fine with Xavier. They'll trade one for a state championship.
That's for sure. You know, Mitch Berger, who sat out their first two tournament games, has come back here at the state and made a huge, huge impact and did a great job for the Saints.
Pretty good all-tournament team right there.
Not too bad.
Not too bad, indeed. The Sportsmanship Trophy, as always, given last. And they will have that given away right now. We'll see who comes away with it. And then we will take a quick 1 minute break, come back and give you all the stats and get ready for the 4A state championship game. ...62-57 over Dubuque Wallert. Back after this timeout, you're listening to coverage the 3A state championship game here on KGYM.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a re-key, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
Back with you here at the Boys State Basketball Tournament. Scott Unash, Denny Gettle with you. Xavier, your state champions. And we'll get the final stats and make way for Brent Balbinot here coming up for coverage of Iowa City West and West Des Moines Valley. Denny, go ahead. You want to give the shooting and the rebounding quick while I get the final scoring.
Xavier, 20 for 40, 50% after shooting 36% in the first half. Waller was 21 for 42, also 50% from the field. Waller made 9 out of 18 from three-point range. That's 50%. Xavier, 7 for 16 from the three-point range. That's about 46%. And Xavier was deadly at the free throw line, 15 out of 18. Waller, 6 for 10. Xavier came away with the rebounding victory, 24 to 21, paced by 6 from Ryan Skulkin, 5 from Max Tekoff, 4 from Mitch Berger. The Golden Eagles were led by the captain of the all-tournament team, Cordell Pencil, who had 13 rebounds out of their team's 21. So not enough support for him on the board. Boards, there are lots of stats to go over, but the big stat that Xavier cares only about is more points than Waller, 62-57, and their first state championship in men's basketball, a long way from their first state championship in any sport. They've had many.
They've had a lot of them. Xavier scoring four double figures, led by Jackson Jones all tournament. Ended up with 18 points, 11 of those coming in the second half, couple of threes. Mitch Berger with 16 points. He was heroic all through the tournament for the 5'11 senior. Matt Mims with 11 points, 8 of those coming in the second half. Ryan Stolkin with 9, and Max Tekow with 6. Bryce Schulte with 2 off the bench for the state champion Xavier Saints. For the Golden Eagles of Dubuque-Waller, all their scoring coming from the starting 5. 15 apiece for future Hawkeye Cordell Pencil in his final high school game. Josh Schmidt with 5 threes for 15, all in the second half. Austin Cluck had a terrific night before fouling out. He had 10. Riley Till with 9. David Wedower with a total of 8. Turnovers in the game. Waller had 10. Xavier at 7. Bench scoring was 2-0 in favor of the Xavier Saints in this one. And Xavier wins it by a score of 62-57. And they'll be celebrating this one in Cedar Rapids. I'm sure there'll be a welcome home for the Saints coming up tomorrow. And we find that out, we will be be sure to pass that along to Brent. He'll get it on his broadcast coming up of West High here in a moment. We got to make way. Denny, thank you for pinch hitting, and we'll watch a little 4A basketball coming up.
Well, that was a lot of fun. I appreciated the opportunity. Sorry Phil wasn't here, but thanks for giving me the chance.
All right. That's going to wrap things up. Xavier, your 3A state champions for 2016. They win their first in school history. The Saints, 62, and Dubuque-Waller, 57. Thanks to all our great boosters. Thanks to everybody out there for tuning in. And for all our great people at KGYM, including Phil Dunn, and for Denny Gettle and everybody else that helped out throughout the year. Scott Unash saying so long. Thanks for listening to high school basketball throughout the year. Stay tuned. In just a few minutes, it'll be West taking on Valley for the 4A championship. And so long from Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
The Xavier football schedule.